I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, what a day, what a day. I know I need to get away. Oh, what a day.
Hi, it's me. I'm on my way to church. If I sound out of breath, it's because I'm legging it. I think it's about to rain. Also, though, I'm so unfit. I think I've lost basically my entire lung capacity since being back here. There must be, I don't know, spores or something in the walls. I got out of breath drying my hair this morning. I think there's something wrong with my hair dry. It smells very metally, and it does this sort of whine if I put it on the hot setting, like a kettle. Oh, I should get a new one, shouldn't I? Yesterday after lectures, I made a promise to myself that I'm going to start going swimming. Like at some point, not just because I'm, you know, decomposing, but, you know, a mental thing. Because this is second year, everything counts. But, well, it was kind of exhausting making that decision. So when I got back to halls, I just lay on my bed for 2 hours Googling how they make all the different types of pasta instead. To be fair, it's actually so interesting the way they get the holes. Oh, sorry, yeah, okay. I'm getting really annoyed at this fresher. Sam something. We haven't even met yet, but he's in the room next to mine, and he keeps messaging me and leaving me post-its asking me to fix things. I mean, I'm the fresher's rep, not a handyman or a handywoman or whatever. My number's on the notice board for emergencies, not... Hang on, I'm gonna read you them. I have post-its in my pocket. Ugh. I ripped them off my door in a rage just before I left. Oh, I just saw the cutest dog. Yeah. So, for instance, hi Lydia, there's a damp issue in the showers. Could you assess? They're showers. They're supposed to be damp. Hi Lydia, can you take a look at the radiator by the kitchen? Hi Lydia, someone is overusing the washing up liquid. Perhaps you could put a sign up. I'm sorry, it's uni. What did he expect? Do you think it's... I swear, when I was a fresher, like, it's a bit righteous. And right, also, he's always singing hymns. Don't you think that's so weird? Like, how would he even know I'm a Christian? It's literally his first week here. Oh, maybe I'm just being sensitive. I think I'm coming on. Why is life hard? No, I don't mean that. Obviously, I'm so lucky, like, you know, at least I'm living now and not during Pompeii. How are you? Anyway, tell me everything. How's Lady B? Do they have extra wide rooms for people who play large instruments? Have you worked out how to cook rice yet? Oh, and is Mike leaving you alone? I hope so. Look, I hope you're okay. Are you free tonight for a proper chat? I'm going to Anya's, but I'll be back at, like, 9. She's helping me with my application. Oh, I can't remember if I told you, but we found out our prayer group leader, Sharon, she's had this big midlife crisis, so she's moving to Guatemala, and they're electing a new one, and I've decided to go for it, because it'd just be the perfect way to start a new year after everything. I mean, it would be... Oh, amazing for my CV, and well, obviously, it's a chance to be closer to God. But I can't get my hopes up, and even if I don't get it, I'm so happy to be back at church. I really missed it, and everyone's been so kind about what happened with Dad. And anyway, maybe chat tonight, but don't worry if not. I know it's mad and freshers, but let me know you're okay, please. Okay, love you. Talk to you later, hopefully. Sorry, I don't know why these always end up being like 7,000 minutes long. Hopefully you can hear this. this. I'm hiding under a shop window. It's like some kind of tropical storm. Anyway, I remembered what I forgot to tell you my other message. Last night, I went to shower and there was a girl in the bathroom using her hair to floss her teeth. And it reminded me of you.
Lydia, help me. Oh, Lyd, my tongue feels like a sock. Oh, sorry for being so slow. It's been intense. God, I can't remember anything you said in your last message. Hang on. Okay. Oh, I've missed your voice so much. So glad the flossing's catching on. Such an underrated life hack. Sorry. Thought I was going to be... Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm okay. So far, we've had a lot of intro stuff. Just proper classes and rehearsals start next week. At the moment, I'm just going out a lot. Like, trying to get to know people, you know? Oh. Mike's been messaging a bit, like weirdly cryptic stuff. One message was just a photo of a baby seal and a fist bump emoji. What do you think that means? Do you think he wants to get back together? Oh, very ready for the day. I just don't think about him. Any more from that righteous fresher? Liz, I'm not going to lie. He sounds like a bit of a prick. Is he posh? There are a lot of posh people here. One guy in my building, he plays clarinet and he always wears scarves, even with pyjamas. I googled him and his family basically invented squash. I call him Ribena. Basically, one other person here has a student loan. I'm not going to write it off yet. I'm looking forward to the course actually starting. I've waited so long for this. I can't wait for you to come stay, Lids. It's hectic here, but in a good way. Yesterday, someone drew me on the tube. It was crap, but still. That doesn't happen in Hemel Hempstead, does it? Oh, yeah, also, the prayer leader thing sounds sick. I'm imagining you as, like, a vicar, but, like, with a really cool female power suit on. But I bet you'll get it. They'd be so lucky to have you. Must feel so nice having a family up there. I didn't think I'd feel homesick, but yeah. Does it feel weird? Second year, all the same. What's it like being the grown-up in halls? I'll call you tonight if I haven't died from this hangover. Also, fuck. Please, get a new hairdryer. I saw this tweet about a girl who almost died from an electric shock from one. There was this hole in her hand where the current burnt out from inside her. I really don't want that to happen to you.
Hey, it's me. Don't worry if you don't get a chance to listen to this, but I just need to talk to you. My dad... He sent me a box of vitamin D sprays in the post. 20 of them. Weeks of nothing, and then this. And Meg, I got so angry, I just threw them away. It's just so... It's emotional blackmail, isn't it? But now I'm freaking out because, okay, in prayer group, we've been talking about signs. Like ways I can make way for him in my life, even more than I already am. Sorry, God, not my dad. And I was feeling so excited about going on that journey, and then this box arrived, and it's completely messed with my head. I am freaking out. I'm so sorry. Hang on, I'm going to start this again. Okay, I've come into the loo because it's easier. So I'm freaking out because what if this was God giving me a sign? And I got so angry, thinking it was Dad, that I put the sign in the bin. Because vitamin D is sort of the light, and he is the Holy Father. But But then also my instinct's telling me this is just typical Dad. He's learned nothing. He's just using my deficiencies to buy me back. And I won't let him. I can't even think about forgiving him right now. And I was so excited about being back, getting away from it all, but he's still just ruining everything. I mean, when you're looking for a sign from God and then your dad goes in. And I opened it in the kitchen so the freshers either think I'm crazy or really sick. Anyway, sorry for being depressing. You don't need this. How is your first day going? Oh, I'm so, so proud of you. Just remember, you deserve to be there. You've worked so hard. And even if everyone's super privileged, I bet they're all still nice. Like, think about David Attenborough. And the first couple of weeks are hard. I felt the same. But I promise you, it gets easier. Oh, I'm trying not to be annoyed that Mike's still messaging you. I knew this would happen, though. He'll have realised he made a giant mistake and now he's stuck at home with a stupid corn snake when he could have been the life partner of the most talented and the most beautiful double bassist the world's ever seen. His loss. Also, oh, yes, I'm still getting hassled by Sam. I found out a bit more about him. He's studying marketing and apparently he sings for the choir at York Minster, so that explains the hymns. And before you say anything, that doesn't automatically mean he's Christian. He probably just enjoys the glamour or, you know, the acoustics. Oh, I just realised I have this massive wet patch from leaning on the sinks. Oh, God, I'm rambling anyway, sorry. This was only supposed to be a quick thing and it'll be fine, won't it? Okay, love you. Wow, my jeans are so wet.
Lydia, I'm just walking. Hopefully you can hear this. Oh my God, the funniest thing just happened. We just saw a pigeon with one leg.
Yeah, I know.
And then James, this guy on my...
Yes,
you. Now I'm telling my best mate about the pigeon.
Is she beautiful?
Yes, she's beautiful, but she's too good for you. Oh, he dropped his chips on the floor. Right, when he bent down to get them, Ming, I know. But anyway, when he bent down, he found the leg. The pigeon leg. Oh my God. Liz, I'm wetting myself again just thinking about it. It was, honestly, the funniest thing. But I hope this doesn't wake you up.
Hey babe, I'm on the bus, so hopefully you can hear this. Had no idea I even left you a voice message last night until I just saw it. Fuck's sake, no wonder I feel like actual death today. They should make it a rule that you can't listen to your own messages. I sound like a tryhard. Sorry your dad's being so shit. I wish I could give you a giant hug. You're doing the right thing though, ignoring him. I mean, he left you all. He needs to get in the sea. God, this summer was a shit show, seriously. Maybe I'll buy us a lottery ticket. We need some good karma. If it isn't too late, can you send me the vitamins? My room doesn't have a window. So the righteous freshers, a choir boy. How random. Speaking of musical men, which I am now surrounded by, lol. Last night, I went home with this guy, Gabriel. He's French, and he plays a bassoon on the classical course. And he meant I actually stopped thinking about Mike for like 4 hours. And, funny story, hang on, I can't say it on here. Okay, I'm off the bus. Yeah, so he made me come, which, well, I don't think either of us were expecting that. But then he sat up in his bed, looked directly at me, so French, and said, "Quelle surprise." I mean, what the fuck? Quelle surprise? Seriously, if this becomes a thing, you might need to teach me some French. Sorry, TMI, but hopefully it will make you smile. Sorry, nearly got run over there. Okay, I better go. I just got to the bar. Ribena bought us all tickets to this jazz gig, so I should probably stop being so judgy about his scarves. I feel like a dick for just talking about myself in my last message. Call me tomorrow to talk about it all properly, yeah? And the God stuff, if you want. I mean, I know you've got church people for that, but I get it. Like, if I was having sex and my dad's popped into my head, ugh, gross. Also, you won't believe this, just found out Kel Surprise is engaged to someone in France. So, fuck all of the men. I don't think vitamins are the sign, Lids. God's badass, isn't he? So, when he reaches out, I think he'll make it really clear. Miss you. Wish you weren't so far away.
Hello, Lydia. It's Sam. It's about the microwave. Someone melted a shoe in it last night, and it's what you'd expect. Could you do something about it? Thanks, Lydia. You're an angel.
Holy Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferran. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title track is Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley and Matt Parker. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.